It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Third and goal from the 10. 8:40 to go, fourth quarter. Daniels gives some directions to McCaffrey, who's out to the right. Two wide receivers to the left. Here's the snap. Arizona breaks four. Plenty of time for Jayden. Throws over to the middle, into the end zone. That is caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Jayden Daniels was named Offensive Rookie of the Month. He is having a really good run at quarterback for the Washington Commanders. If you're interested in the numbers, he's thrown for almost 900 yards. He's completed 82% of his passes, which is ridiculous. Three touchdowns, passing, four rushing touchdowns for him, and he's only thrown one interception. It has been a really good start for Jayden Daniels. If you're wondering, well, wait, Lawrence, what about Caleb's numbers? Caleb's numbers aren't bad. And that's the part of this that always will end up being something that steals a little bit of joy. 62% of his passes for a rookie to be able to do that in his four games in the NFL, I think is pretty good. 787 yards, three touchdown passes, four interceptions, one fumble lost for Caleb Williams. So Jason Leisure's here. He's in studio with me today. Speegs is off. Dave Wanstead is here. I see him. He is in the producer's studio as we speak.
He gave me a thumbs up.
Perfect. Yeah. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock, and we're going to talk football with him. When we're talking about the pressure that an organization, the fan base, the players, the teammates, the quarterback himself face when you're talking about growing a quarterback and figuring out if you have the right one, there's also the added pressure of comparison where you look at Jayden Daniels as the number two pick in the draft. And there were some people who liked Caleb, who liked Jayden better than Caleb. I've been a huge fan of Jayden Daniels for a long time. And I figured he might have success early on. I think it's probably too early for a victory lap on that.
Four games?
Yeah. I don't, as much as I like Jayden Daniels, I don't like that people are already in the, well, this proves that it wasn't the right pick, because I think that what Washington is doing offensively is so perfect for what Jayden Daniels did. And I think that they're adding a little bit at a time. And if you look at his coordinator and the history of Cliff Kingsbury in the NFL, eventually those offenses get slowed down. They're running a lot of stuff that's horizontal right now. They're hitting on the big verticals, which is what you want to see Caleb Williams do. But that's the added part of the pressure of trying to get it right.
The way it was explained to me before the draft by somebody that would be scouting all of these prospects is that Jayden Daniels had the same upside as Caleb Williams. So their ceilings are pretty equal. Caleb Williams had the higher floor. There was less risk and same upside with Caleb Williams.
That's fair. So, but here's the issue though. If you're a Bears fan that's in your car right now, or you're at your desk right now and you hear Jason Leisure, who covers the Bears, say that, that person goes, wait a damn minute. What I heard in the draft process, what I read in the draft process, not from you, was generational talent. You mean to tell me that there was another quarterback that had generational talent and no one talked about him that way?
Well, I think it was a really good draft class for quarterbacks. And there's always, Lawrence, this is, and since you brought up C.J. Stroud, this is always an interesting conversation. And Dave would probably have an interesting thought on this. There's the prospect, and then there's the pro. So the ratings of who these guys are as prospects could be different than the ratings of them as pros. C.J. Stroud, the pro quarterback, way better than C.J. Stroud, the draft prospect. And it's night and day. It's a credit to the coaching in Houston and his work that he's put in to adapt to the NFL. I think in the case of this past draft class, you have a lot of guys that looked like they could have been, they could be good pro quarterbacks. They were, their prospects, the evaluation of them as prospects appeared to point toward them being good pros. We'll see. I mean, we don't know about any of these guys yet after a month. We don't even know a thing about JJ McCarthy since he's out for the year. But I think, you know, with Jaden Daniels, it's a hot start, but there's so much left in the season. And I think C.J. Stroud's rookie season, I mean, that was an amazing rookie season.
It's an outlier.
What was the other one? Yeah, like who else comes to mind that has done that? There haven't been a lot of guys like that.
I think Kyler Murray had a really good season, and this is how far down the road that we've gotten. If you look at Kyler Murray's season, and I said about Caleb, if he has a Kyler Murray-esque rookie season, then you had a really great season, and you should be optimistic.
And you probably won a lot, given what else is around him.
And there were a lot of people that were like, no, that's not good enough. And I'm like, that is for a franchise that has not been rich in rookie quarterbacks, to turn your nose up at, and let me give you the Kyler Murray numbers from his rookie year, to turn your nose up at completing 64% of the passes, 3,700 passing yards, to go along with all the stuff that he did rushing, 309 rushing yards, for a quarterback to throw 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, to look at Caleb and go, that's not good enough. He won Offensive Rookie of the Year, by the way, with that. I was like, wow, what is it that you expect? And the 37-22, that would be a top three passing season in Bears history.
Well, yeah.
And so like whenever I brought it up and people kind of shouted me down, I was like, wow. Like, we have already jumped to here?
Part of it is Caleb would have shouted you down. This is another thing, and I like this about him. This doesn't end up playing well when you don't live up to this, but Caleb Williams from before the draft and every time since has elevated the expectations. Every time you put a microphone in front of that guy, Lawrence, and you ask him about the expectations, he says, yeah, okay. I want to do better than C.J. Stroud.
I really like that about him, though.
Why shouldn't I think I'm going to be? I love it about him, whether he lives up to that or not. I like the honesty. I like the realness of that. And not saying, he has never once, Caleb Williams has never once said, give me time. You know, hey, guys, rein it in a little bit. Like, you know, tamper your expectations a little bit. He straight up said on the Pivot before the draft, the Pivot podcast, that he intended to have a better rookie season than C.J. Stroud. So his expectations would be so high that he would be frustrated with your comp of Kyler Murray. But I think the C.J. Stroud rookie season has skewed people's expectations in the same way that Tom Brady playing to 45 and playing well skewed people's expectations for quarterbacks at that end of the spectrum. Oh, now we think everybody's going to do that. So then we're shocked when Drew Brees can't
walks
do it anymore.
Away.
We're shocked when Peyton Manning doesn't have it anymore.
We're shocked when Aaron
right
Rodgers,
now,
yes.
Right now, when Aaron Rodgers starts to decline in his late 30s, like that's shocking somehow.
Early 40s.
Whatever it was, I'm sorry. Matt Stafford declining, like we're shocked that this happens because we thought, oh, well, that's the new normal. Every quarterback's going to play well into their 40s. Oh, that's the new normal. Every, you know, all of these top draft picks can play like C.J. Stroud did last year. No, it's not normal.
It's not normal at all.
Caleb Williams' rookie season right now, pretty normal, actually, for a good first-round quarterback.
And I think that's what I wanted people to understand, that in trying to find the growth and all of the cool stuff, people were promised jetpacks, man. And they want their jetpacks, and I get it.
I did too. I thought it'd be going better than this. I thought he would be plug and play 300 yards day one.
And I got to tell you, as someone who probably preferred Jaden to Caleb, the more I watch Caleb, the more I go, this guy's got something, and he's starting to figure stuff out. And when he does figure it out, it's going to be a problem for the league, I think. We could ask Dave Wansett about that. He is going to be, well, he is here, but he's going to be in here in studio with us. Our weekly chat with Dave Wansett is next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Score.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.